And the importance, really, of pointing out the differences between men and women is this. If you can learn about how your significant other works, thinks, what lights him or her up, and you can learn those things without judgment, then your relationship's gonna go a whole lot better. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome. This is To Your Greatness, and I'm your host, Dawn Mathis. So today, we are going to talk about the relationship game. And this podcast is going to be in two parts, just so you have time to get to work, listen to the podcast, and then we'll have the second episode on for you the following time. So, have you ever heard someone say, "From my mess came my message"? Has that ever been a statement you could make? Well, we all have life lessons, me included. And sometimes our lessons come as soft signals that just give us a hint that maybe we have some things to learn. And if we don't learn them, they become 2x4s that crash into our hearts sometimes. I found myself in a situation like that not too long ago, and so I decided that I would do some deep dive studying of the relationship game. So here we go. First thing I want to do is I want to tell a couple of jokes, one about women, one about men. Let's be fair. So the first one is about a man who gets shipwrecked on a desert island. And he finds a genie lamp, and he's like, "Oh boy, this is great." And so he's rubbing the lamp, and out pops this big genie. And the man says, "Wow, will you really grant me a wish?" The genie says, "Of course I will, anything you want." So the man says, "Well, I would like a super highway to the mainland, please." And the genie says, "Oh man, you know, supplies have gone up, and we've got tides to contend with and storms, and it's really, really tough to build a bridge or a causeway to the mainland from this island. You got something else you want?" And the man thought for a minute. He goes, "Yeah, I want to know how women think." The genie scratches his head and he says, "How many lanes do you want that superhighway?" All right, so to be fair, a man and a wife go to this man's doctor's appointment, and the doctor checks him out and looks very serious, and the man starts getting nervous and wringing his hands, and finally, the doctor says, "Why don't you go sit in the waiting room? I'd like to talk to your wife." And he's like, oh gosh, okay, I'm going to go sit out in the waiting room. So the wife says to the doctor, "Doctor, what is it? What's going on?" And he says, "Well, your husband has a rare, serious illness." And she says, "Okay." And he says, "There is a cure, but it's a tough one." And she said, "Well, tell me what it is. I'd really like to know." And he says, "Okay, three things. Number one, he cannot have anything to worry about. So you have to handle everything in the household. Handle the kids, the finances, everything." She said, "Okay." He says, "The next thing you have to do is every day he has to have home-cooked meals. All three meals, all home-cooked." And she's like, "Huh. Okay, what's the third thing?" And the doctor said, "Well, anytime he wants to be intimate and make whoopee, you have to say, 'Yeah, sure, we can do that.' And follow through." And she said, okay, well, thank you, doctor. I appreciate that. We'll get back in touch with you. She walks out to the waiting room, and there's her poor husband just wringing his hands, and he's sopping wet. He's so nervous. And he says, honey, what'd the doctor say? And she said, you're going to die. Anyway, men and women are different. They're different. So we've known that probably since the beginning of time, and on some levels. And we start with the nonverbal communication of the caveman days, the Neanderthal days, if you will, where the man was the hunter, warrior, protector, and the woman's role was gathering food, keeping the kids, keeping the fire warm. So those were the roles. And then as time progressed and we've progressed, we got books like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray. And the importance, really, of pointing out the differences between men and women is this. If you can learn about how your significant other works, thinks, what lights him or her up, and you can learn those things without judgment, then your relationship's going to go a whole lot better. You're going to have better communication. If you do have conflict, you're going to be able to resolve the conflict and get back to a place of love. Wayne Dyer said this once, change the way you look at things and the things around you change. So you and I know that our awareness is how we get to places where we can make transformations in our own behaviors. And what we focus on, those thought seeds that we plant, that's what we get. And if you get something that you think you didn't plant, I call it crop failure, then you can always till the soil again. You can rotate the soil, plant new thought seeds, nurture those seeds, and grow what you'd really love. Marshall Thurber said this, and I love this, and I'm going to repeat it twice. So if you don't get it the first time, it's okay. The meaning of your communication is the response you get. Whew. The meaning of your communication is the response you get. So here's the thing. To avoid all that messy conflict and misunderstanding, we want to make it impossible to be misunderstood. So in this podcast, the first of the two-part podcast that I mentioned, I'm going to share with you what I learned from someone named Matt Boggs. He is the co-founder of the Brave Thinking Institute, and he's a relationship and love expert. And a lot of these concepts that I'm going to talk about today come from some of his teachings, and I do have a few quotes from some other books as well. So bear with me. We have a lot to cover. So I am going to share with you in a little bit what he calls the three relationship secrets. Who's in? Keep listening. So let's do a little bit of background here. So we know to increase our awareness of the difference between men and women, we first want to talk about our brains. Yes, indeed, men and women have very, very different brains. Does this surprise you at all? So in a nutshell, here we go. Let's talk about the men first. Men's brains are compartmentalized or apartmentalized, and there's only one thing going on at a time in a man's brain. Hence the word compartment or apartment. One thing going on in that moment. So there are separate apartments for different things that are in a man's life. So let's say health, sports, work, finances. These all have their own apartments. And then there's a very large penthouse for sex. Those are Matt's words, not mine. Men also have, shocker, an empty suite. That's right, an empty suite. And this is where there's absolutely nothing going on. And if you ask your partner, if a woman asks the man, what are you thinking about? And if he's in his empty suite, he's going to say, nothing. He's not lying. He really is thinking about nothing. Now, women's brains. We have no empty suite. There are no compartments or apartments either. And sorry, guys, there's no penthouse. Women's brains are like a ball of wire. And here's the thing. The corpus callosum, that's the electrical fiber that joins the right and the left side of the brain to each other, is 20% larger in women than men. So what that means is women can switch sides of the brains. They can switch topics. They can multitask. And they can do this much quicker than men. So what that means is it's actually evolved that way. The women were the keeper of the fire, the keeper of the kids, the gatherer of the food. Lots of stuff to keep track of all at one time. So because of this, men think women are scattered, and women think men can't keep up. Oh, goodness. So a woman's brain also keeps her up at night more than a man's brain will, because men can go to their empty suite to relax. Women need to talk to relax. So there's an issue, or a potential issue right there. Another thing, women utter on average 20,000 plus words a day. Hey, I saw some great strawberries over there. Hey, Johnny, get off the counter. Lots going on. Lots of words to do the many things that women simultaneously do in a day. 20,000 plus compared to a man's approximately 7,000 words. Shh, be quiet. I'm trying to catch a deer here. I'm trying to put food on the table. So with all that in mind, no pun intended, here are the three secrets to successful relationships. Secret number one, the law of chemistry. What ignites a man and a woman is different. So let's talk about the men first. For men, the feel-good chemical is dopamine. And sex stimulates the dopamine release. Getting things done, being productive is important. Action, competition, very important. Solving problems. Efficiency, cutting corners maybe. Bottom line is important. Cut to the chase. What's your point? Any of that ring a bell with anybody out there? So for women, oxytocin is the feel-good chemical. It is the bonding hormone. So for women to feel good, communication is important. Talking and sharing, feeling close. Connection. Contribution. And caring. All right, that's secret number one, the law of chemistry. Secret number two, the law of connection, connecting with a man. Men desire to have their thoughts respected. They want to provide. They want to feel adequate. Their greatest fear is feeling inadequate. Here's some advice for their partners. Don't give unsolicited advice. Don't do it. Do give appreciation and celebration. All right, connecting with a woman. Women want their feelings cherished. They want to feel validated. They want to be seen, heard, and valued. Advice to their partners? Don't fix the problem. Don't fix it. Do give validation to what she is saying. So here's a little bit deeper of some instruction for those of you who want to know how to connect better with their women. Reflect her message back to her. Honey, what I hear you saying is, so repeat it back to her so she knows you're really listening. Jump in the puddle with her is what Matt calls the next thing. Tell me more about that. So show that you're involved, that you're present with her. And when you upset her, and you will, ask for a do-over. All right, the third secret, the law of acceptance. So there's a paradigm out there that many of us have, and it rears its ugly head many times when we're in a relationship. And it's the paradigm that says, I'm not enough. I'm not enough. Maxwell Maltz said, we can never outperform our own self-image. The good news is that we can change it. So growing our own self-image is an inside-out job. It's our job, not someone else's. We cannot give someone else what we do not have inside ourselves. Does that make sense? So build yourself up first so that you can build a healthy relationship. Begin with yourself first. The other part of this law of acceptance is being willing to accept feedback from your partner. Ken Blanchard says it this way, feedback is the breakfast of champions. Yeah, that's a good one. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. So, you've heard a lot of information, a lot of differences, maybe more differences than you thought there were. So what do you do with all this information? Are we doomed? I would say not. So do this. Come back to part two and bring your partner. This is Dawn Mathis with To Your Greatness, and I'll see you for part two. Take care. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.